You know, he's had two roles to play, and that wasn't our intention initially. You know, we thought we would settle him at the linebacker role, and we thought we'd have the four ends that we would need to have play. So he's had to play both ways. Sometimes he's excelled, and sometimes he has not excelled. For the most part, he has done a good job for us. But going back and forth at both linebacker and end can be challenging.
What's the biggest difficulty of that?
Well, you know, just the mindset. Like, when you're at end, you're a sack guy, okay? And then when you're at linebacker, you've got to play the run, and you got to play the pass. And so just that whole mentality, when you're a sack guy for the most of your career, and then when you go back to becoming a, hey, I got to play the run, I got to play the pass, that becomes a little bit more difficult. He's progressing.
We've talked a bunch of times about some mental lapses.
Mm-hmm.
Back. Can you talk about what happened on the touchdown pass to Dez Bryant?
Oh, we gave them a specific look that we wanted to get into a look, and all 11 defenders were responsible for that look. They saw it. Defenders saw it different. We had a communication breakdown, and the big play happened.
So the call that you gave in, do you believe all 11 players knew what the call was?
No, actually, I sent in a call, uh-huh, and we gave them a special look. They got confused on the look. We had a special look for it, and they got confused on the look. So all 11 players we had, were responsible for this call, and all 11 defenders did not execute the call, and that's why the play was a big play for Dallas.
Entrell and Corey Webster both said that they were in the right spot. Possible.
Well, we didn't execute the call, so nobody was in the right spot. All 11 defenders were responsible for being in certain spots, and we were not in the right spots.
Corey, does that tell you need to simplify things even further? I know you've already.
I guess you could say, yeah, you could try to simplify things, but sometimes you try to get specific, and you try to give some different things, and the offense can confuse you at times, and. That's what happened. I think that's more or less a function that Dallas did a good job, and we didn't do a good job of recognizing.
I know Antrell said he's been playing a little more back with Kenny out. Is that a problem there, the fact that he was in a new spot?
No.
Not an excuse or reason for anything?
No.
Yeah, he did say that he wants teams to throw more at him. He wants to play back and be able to hunt for the ball, be a ball hawk. Is that something that you see? Because people have him all over the field. You have him up and down by the line of scrimmage. Would you let him do that and be more of a ball hawk?
Well, any time that you are playing in a pass-happy league like we're playing in right now, you have the opportunity to be a ball hawk, whether you're down or whether you're back. So we've been getting the ball thrown at us a lot, so he can be the ball hawk and find the ball as much as he possibly can, in my opinion.
He says that teams really haven't been throwing his way, though. Do you see the same thing?
I don't know. I can't say that specifically. I don't know if they – I can't say specifically if they have or haven't.
Do you have players that would come to you and say, we'd really like to play man, we just want to go man, take our
guys more? No, not really.
No. What about when you hear that Antrell Roll stood up and said, I was in the right spot, and Corey Webster says, I was in the right spot? Do you, just as a coach, are you fine with that?
No, I get the problem corrected between us as a defensive coordinator and them as a defensive team.
I just mean, when they speak up and they say, I was in the right spot, are you okay with them?
I get the problem corrected with me as a defensive coordinator and with them as a team, in a defensive team setting. And we handle the problem and we try to fix the problem. I think the problem is fixable. I think the problem is correctable.
Has there been one game this year, Perry, where you left the field after the game and said, that's what our defense is all about?
No, we haven't been a complete functioning unit this year. We've had just a number of parts that we've had to bring in and try to function together, and we just haven't functioned well as a unit this year. Sometimes we play well, and then sometimes we have lapses, and if we could be more consistent, and we're striving to be more consistent, that's good. But no, we haven't really played a solid, complete game, in my opinion.
Beyond energy, beyond schemes, do you ever worry about the energy and mentality of your defense? Because sometimes this team as a whole comes out flat, like it did against the Redskins the first time, and maybe even the Eagles game. Do you worry about that now with this game? Because you've faced all these winning teams and these great offenses, and now, the Redskins aren't as good as some of the last opponents.
Well, Oh, I think the Redskins are pretty good. If you look at them on film, I mean, they rolled up pretty good against the New England Patriots, and they've been in every football game that they played. And, you know, as far as being, you know, I don't think that our guys are flat. I think our guys are playing hard. They're playing harder than what we played, you know, than what we played against in New Orleans. Teams are fighting right now. I mean, hey, it's a dog-eat-dog league. You know, everybody's trying to get a win. And the competition is great. And, you know, the margin of error is so slim that, you know, offenses can capitalize on you and defenses can capitalize on offenses. So I just think it's just the competition of the league right now. It's December and everybody's trying to get a win.
Do you think you might have done that for whatever reason you guys may come out flat at times? You've gotten that out of your system?
I don't, like I say, I don't think we've come out flat. So, you know, we don't play as well as we should play. But, you know, I don't think that we're not ready to play football.
Ray, when you look at the rankings, you see that you're 30th in the league. What's your reaction to that?
I think we should be better. You know, I think sometimes we hurt ourselves by giving up some big plays and that type thing. And, you know, we worked really, really hard to eliminate those big plays. And nobody's proud to be 30th, you know. But what we need to do is we just need to keep winning football games and find a way to correct those big plays. And if we keep winning football games and find a way to correct those big plays, you know, we'll fix the problem later.
Can you be a successful team and have the 30th best defense in the league?
Green Bay, what are they ranked? You can be successful, yeah.
Prince was hard on himself after the game, and Deion Brand, there's actually a video on your site where he said on that long ball to Lawrence Robinson, he says, you know, you need to stay with him, you need to drive him, they say. You know, these mistakes that Prince is making, I mean, how quickly do you think they can be cleaned up?
You know, I think they can be cleaned up relatively quick. You know, Prince is going to be a good young player. He's being educated a lot in a short amount of time. And some of the things that you do to him in practice, he retains and he does well. And then sometimes they do something different to him in the game. So, you know, he's learning on the run. He's got on-the-job training. And he's smart enough that he can correct that and he'll fix those problems.